Track 19. Over 200 years ago, a group of Norfolk painters made their unique mark on the art world.
One of the best known, at least in East Anglia, groups of local artists in the early 19th century emerged in Norwich with the creation of the Norwich Society of Artists, or the Norwich School, in 1803. Renowned painters John Croom and Robert Ladbrooke were the society founders, and they were joined by a raft of artists, amateur and professionals, including the sons of Croom and Cotman, Eloise Harriet Stannard, Joseph Stannard, James Stark, and George Vincent. The primary aim was to be a self-help discussion group for an inquiry into the rise, progress, and present state of painting, with a view to point out the best methods of study to attain to greater perfection. Dr. Giorgia Bottinelli, curator of historic art at Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery, is an expert on the Norwich School. Why was the school so important, and how influential was it?
The Norwich Society of Artists, now known as the Norwich School, was founded in 1803, and it was the first regional society of artists in Great Britain. The term Norwich School refers to three generations of 19th century painters who, at some time during their careers, lived and worked in Norwich and Norfolk. John Croom himself referred to our Norwich School as early as 1816. The Norwich School artists were linked by friendship, family, and master-pupil relationships rooted in their city and county, and their paintings reflect the influences they had on each other. Although their subject matter was diverse, including still life, portraiture and architecture, they are considered a school of landscape painters and very much associated with Norfolk. Their work gives a rich and unique picture of the county. Busy river scenes, heathland, fields, agriculture, cottages, wooded lanes, cityscapes, churches and the coastline all combine to record and promote a sense of place that reaches beyond the particular views they paint. Artists today continue to find inspiration in the Norfolk countryside with its broad skies and wide open landscapes. Just as Thomas Gainsborough is today associated with Suffolk and John Constable is linked with Dedham Vale, so the Norwich School artists are known worldwide for their depiction of Norwich and Norfolk. They exhibited throughout Britain and soon became widely regarded throughout the country. Their naturalistic landscapes were a departure from the traditional idea of painting landscapes as imaginary or idealised scenes. Their views of Norfolk's windmills and wide countryside quickly came to be seen as quintessential portrayals of the region, and this idea of the Norfolk landscape still persists today.
Do you think it has the recognition it deserves?
The fortunes of the Norwich School artists have waxed and waned over the decades. The work of the preeminent Norwich School artists was much imitated, which has led to inferior work being erroneously associated with the Norwich School. A great deal of Norwich School paintings were made, exhibited, and collected in Norfolk. An unintended consequence of this is that there perhaps aren't as many examples to be experienced by the public in national institutions. Yet, almost 100 years ago, the keeper of the National Gallery, Charles Collins Baker, wrote about Croom as one of our three greatest masters, the other two being Constable and Turner, whose work demonstrated that landscape painting is peculiarly the business of the English genius. And even before then, as early as 1897, the British Museum curator, Lawrence Binion, wrote that Croom and John Sell Cotman were the glories of the Norwich School, it is right to recognise that Crome and Cotman are far more than local glories. Norwich claims them by right of birth, England by right of genius.